Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Weekly Kaiju Havoc. I am your host, Cal the Kaiju Guy. And on today's episode, I'm going to follow through with a promise, I guess you could say, that I made on my previous episode, of my regular episodes, the one I did on Godzilla the series that's based on the 1998 TriStar film. I said that I had a story for you guys that concerned, it dealt with me, Matt Frank, and a dinosaur toy. And he's already, you know, posted it like on his social medias and all that kind of stuff. I haven't posted anything or anything like that, but I wanted to, I did share a video, but I wanted to like really just tell the story and everything that happened. So, for those of you that don't know who Matt Frank is a artist, like he's a comic book artist, and he's very deep into the kaiju genre, and he did some ongoing Godzilla series. He was the main artist for that. He does all kinds of prints. He's done like an Ultraman pinball machine, like Red Man the Kaiju Hunter or Kaiju Slayer. I can't remember which one it's called. He's, he did the artwork for, some Ultraman stuff. Like he's a very good artist as far as I'm concerned. Like he's the best Godzilla artist. And I have felt that way for years. I've been a fan of his for a very, very long time. And so I follow him on Facebook and Instagram and, all that stuff. And he made a post on his Facebook that, because, you know, a lot of times dinosaurs and kaiju go hand in hand. And he made a post on his Facebook because he collects some of the Jurassic World dinosaur figures. And he made a post looking for a Therizinosaurus. And it's one of his favorite dinosaurs. The version that's in Jurassic World is extremely inaccurate to the actual creature. He's aware of that. I'm aware of that. Dinosaur fanatics are aware of that. But, you know, still, it's one of his favorite dinosaurs, so he wanted a figure of it. Well, it turns out it's a pretty rare find. Like, it's difficult to find in stores and all of that. And if you look it up online, the going asking price on things like eBay and stuff like that is anywhere between $80 to $90. And so it's ridiculous. It's something, you know, just scalpers have jumped on and all of that. But anywho, he made a post on his Facebook just showing a picture of one, like what the package looks like and all of that. And was basically like, he's on the hunt for one. If anybody sees one in a store, reach out to him and let him know. And I didn't think nothing of it. I just saw the post and all that kind of stuff. And I was like, okay, whatever. Well, I told you guys before that I live in central Louisiana. I live in Alexandria, and there's not a lot of places that sell collectibles and things here. Like, you get, there's a decent little section at Target that's here in town, but other than that, there's not really a place that sells a whole lot of collectibles. And I knew that the new Godzilla vs. Kong toy line, as well as the Toho series, is coming out and all of that. And so I decided, it was like a Saturday or something like that. I can't remember exactly what day. But I think maybe it was Friday. But anywho, I decide I'm going to go out. I'm going to hit the road, go kaiju hunting, see if any of the stores got any of the new lines or anything like that. And, you know, just see if I can find some cool collectibles, some new stuff. And so first I go to Target. And I immediately go there, and there's nothing. There's no new kaiju stuff, no new Godzilla stuff or anything like that. And while I was there, it clicked in my head. I was like, oh, well, Matt is looking for that dinosaur. Since I'm going to be going into the toy departments and looking for the figures anyway, I would just go ahead and look for the Thero whenever, you know, whenever I was in that particular aisle or whatever. So I just mosey on over to the Jurassic World section, and they don't have it. And so I was like, okay, on to the next place. So there are three Walmarts here in town. There's two in Alexandria, and then there's one across the river in a city that's like right next to Alexandria that's called Pineville. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to check out these three Walmarts. I go to the first one in Alexandria. No new kaiju stuff. I look at the Jurassic World stuff. No dinosaur. So I go to the next Walmart. Again, no new kaiju stuff. No dinosaur. And so, you know, I'm getting discouraged at this point because, you know, it's rough being a collector and something that you love and that you're passionate about has been taken over by scalpers that just go out there, and whenever new stuff show up, they just go out and buy them all up and then post everything immediately online for sometimes two or three times the price that you could buy it in a store. And so, you know, this new line had come out. I hadn't found any yet and everything. And I'm like, man, are the scalpers getting to it, or have they just not been stocked in the stores yet? You know, I'm starting to get a little discouraged. And so I go to the final Walmart, the one in Pineville. I look at the kaiju section. Again, there's nothing. I say kaiju section. I'm talking about a little section where they had some of the previous Godzilla vs. Kong toy lines. And there were some of those there, but I've already got, you know, multiple figures of those. Some to keep in package, some to open up for display, and then others to do for giveaways and stuff like that. But anywho, so I'm like, well, oh well, time to go over here to the dinosaur section. So I walked all the way to the end of the aisle, and I'm looking at the dinosaurs, and I see way down at the bottom left, I see a figure that looks awful familiar. And I said, no freaking way. So I yanked out my phone just so I could compare and everything and make sure it's the same one. It was the doggone Therizinosaurus that Matt Frank is looking for. I said, man, I can't believe. I was like, I found it. I was like, this is pretty awesome. And asking price in Walmart was like $29.99. And like I said, online is like $80 to $90 or whatever. So I got it. I'm like, okay, cool. And so I took a picture of it and I sent it to him on Facebook. And I was like, hey, dude, like, are you still looking for this? I found it. But the only problem is we're not friends on Facebook. I merely follow him on Facebook. And so he wasn't, like, I could send all the messages that I want. He wasn't going to be getting any notifications that I'm trying to message him. And so I just kept sending messages, just kept sending, hoping that the next time he logged on to Facebook, he would just see, like, up in the little messenger section up in the top right corner that someone was trying to get in touch with him, and he would open up the thread and see it. And so I'm sure I looked like a crazed fan and all that, but, you know, so I walked all around the store with it. And the thing, it's audio, like, it roars, and its audio is based on movement, no pun intended. Basically, like, if you tilt its head forward, it roars. If you turn it to the side, it roars, and all of that. And it's very, very sensitive. The whole time I was walking around in Walmart, this thing was roaring like there's no tomorrow. And so I sent him a message, and I was like, look, I said, I'm gonna go ahead and get it. If you ever do get back to me and you did end up getting one, then I'll just, you know, I'll just keep this one. I said, but if not, I was like, you know, just reach out to me. I'm willing to send this to you. So I buy it. I go home and I think, well, let me try on Instagram. So I message him on Instagram and tag him on Instagram. Same thing. He's got like thousands upon thousands of followers on Instagram. And so I'm sure that my little post just got lost in the shuffle. But anywho, so I also belong to a kaiju collectors group on Facebook where we constantly like post pictures of our collections and new pre-orders that are coming out and what we're looking for. And if some people want to trade, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And so I was thinking, man, this is, I don't know if this is going to work, but I'll try. I go to that collectors group and I post a picture of the dinosaur and just say, this is a long shot, but here we go. Is anyone in this group friends with comic book artist Matt Frank? He posted about wanting this figure. I found one. one collector to another. I know he doesn't want to pay that high price for one online. I'm trying to get in touch with him so I can, you know, get this to him. And, you know, some people got on there and was like, well, have you tried messaging him or have you tried tagging him and all of that? And I explained the whole situation. I'm not friends with him on Facebook. Like, he's not getting notifications and all of that kind of stuff. And eventually one guy, if I was smart, I would give him credit because I would have written down his name so that I could give him a shout out, but I'll probably cover that in another episode. I'll give him his shout out whether he follows me on here or not. But anywho, he comments on the post saying that he screenshot the message and sent it to Matt. And so I was like, okay, cool. I was like, time to just play the waiting game. And so I waited and waited, you know, about half an hour goes by or whatever. And my phone goes off. I see it's a message on Messenger. And I was like, holy crap, is this it? And boy, I opened it up and yep, it was Matt Frank. And, you know, he was like, hey there. And I was like, oh, how you doing? And, you know, he said something along the lines of like, I hear tell you're trying to get in touch with me or something like that. And I said, yeah, yeah. And he saw the whole thread and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, so immediately then, pardon me, guys, trying to clear my throat. But he asks the big question. He's like, how much do you want for? And it had dawned on me about 10 minutes ago. And I had to, like, try to hammer this into his head. And it was successful. Like, you know, he believed me. And I'm going to tell you guys, too. I did not get this figure from him to take advantage of the situation and get what I ended up getting. It was a very last minute thing that clicked in my head and I was just like, I'll see if he bites. And so what ended up happening was he asked me how much I want for it. And I said, well, I said, I'll give you a choice. Either one, I paid after taxes and everything, I paid like $32. It'll probably cost like $10 in shipping. I was like, send me, you know, either PayPal or Venmo or Cash App or whatever. Send me $40. I'll ship it to you. We'll call it even. And then I said, or, and this, I was like, this is entirely up to you. Or, I said, I'll give it to you for free. I'll cover the shipping. And all I want in return is a shout out and for him on his page to just simply share the podcast and the YouTube that I have. And I was like, if you don't want to do it, I completely understand. Because he don't know me from Adam. You know, he don't know what I stand for. He don't know what my, anything about me. He doesn't know, you know, he may very well have not wanted to do it. But, you know, it is what it is. I took the chance and I threw it out there. And so he sends back, he's like, he said, not only will I give you a shout out, but I'm going to send you an extra Godzilla figure that I have from the Toho series line of toys, the new line that just came out. And it's I was like, sir, you have a deal. And so the next day, it was Saturday, all of that. No, it was Friday. And so I went and, you know, got sent the package off and all that kind of stuff. I told him, okay, I sent it. It's coming to you and all that. He said, okay, cool, great. Well, then Monday rolls around and he sends me a picture saying that he got it. And he also sent me a friend request, by the way. So, I'm being a nerd, like a fanboy about it, but I'm friends with Matt Frank on Facebook and I'm very, very pumped about that. And, so he sends me a picture showing that he got the figure. And so I message him back like, cool. Like, let me know if, you know, everything turned out all right, that they didn't damage the package or anything like that. And so I sit there and I'm waiting and waiting, you know, I never really hear anything back from him. And I get home and he sends me another message and he said, something along the lines of like, check out my link or something like that. And so I went to his page. He did a video because he does like video podcasts and everything. He has a YouTube. It's just called Matt Frank. He's always posting things about his collections and all that kind of stuff. Go check it out and everything. but he did a video of him getting the dinosaur, and he titled the video, "Thank You, Cal the Kaiju Guy." And I about lost it, because he didn't mention anything about doing a video for me. He just mentioned doing a shout out, which he had already done. He did a Facebook post saying that, like, hey, you know, he sent out the call saying that he needed this dinosaur, and Cal the Kaiju Guy answered. By the way, he has a podcast and a YouTube. Here are the links. Check him out. I thought we were square. I thought we were good. And so he does a video, and he explains the whole situation. He shouts me out. He shouts out the YouTube. He shouts out the podcast. He gets in the comment section of the video, and he links the podcast and the YouTube. And the whole time I'm just like, you know, I'm watching this video on my 55-inch TV, and I'm just like, I cannot believe he did this for me. Like, you know, because like I said, I thought we were square. And for him to go above and beyond and do a whole video about thanking me, putting my name in the daggum title of the video and all that kind of stuff, it was fantastic. I was already a big fan of him. I freaking love him to death now. Like, to do that act of kindness for a very small podcaster / YouTuber, all because I sent him a toy, like, that's next level kindness. And I was just blown away. And so, you know, I commented on the video and all that stuff, and I've gotten like 6 new subscribers to my video, I mean to my YouTube channel and all that. I've got, like, I woke up the next day to like 80 new listens on the podcast, so people are starting to check it out and all that kind of stuff. And it was just, it blew my mind. And so, you know, he messaged me and told me, like, keep an eye out for my package with the Godzilla figure, which I will be doing an unboxing of and all of that on my own YouTube whenever it comes in and all of that. So yeah, like, thank you, Matt Frank. If you're listening to this, I do not know, but thank you so much. You really have no idea how much that meant to me that you did that. So I very much appreciate it. You're a great guy. Like I said, I was already a fan of you. Now I freaking love you to death. You're one of my top, absolute top guys in the kaiju genre. And I could not say more positive things about Matt Frank. So, alrighty guys, that's the story. That was my little story that I got and all of that kind of stuff. But anywho, I know that took up a lot of time, but let's go on ahead and cover some little news and announcements and all of that kind of stuff for the weekly Kaiju Havoc number 3. First of all, there's a new trailer that just came out today at the time of this recording, and it's for a 5-part documentary called Prehistoric Planet. And I know it's not Kaiju related, but it is dinosaur related, so I'm still going to talk about it. But anywho, it's from the producers of the guys that did Planet Earth. It's got the same narrator that narrated the Planet Earth series and all of that kind of stuff. And they talk about dinosaurs, different species and all of that kind of stuff, like what they probably looked like, what their eating habits were like and all of that. And it looks amazing. Like, it's a dinosaur documentary on the scale of Planet Earth. And, like, I'm very excited for it. I can't wait for it. The trailer is already on YouTube. It released, like, maybe at the time of this recording, like, 9 hours ago. And it's got, like, 400,000 views already, so that's pretty good. Definitely go check it out and all of that. There's a company called Cavity Colors, and they are going to be releasing, well, they've already released, they're available for order now, some Gigant shirts in celebration of Gigant's 50th anniversary. I've checked out some of the designs, and they look really cool. I'm definitely going to be ordering a few for myself. So Cavity Colors, Gigant shirts, 50th anniversary. You know, just Google that or get on Facebook and go to My Kaiju. It's a page that, you know, they just share stuff like that and everything. And just check out, you know, just scroll through their feed, and you'll be able to find the link and all of that kind of stuff. We got another trailer this week, about 3 days ago at the time of this recording, and it is a trailer for Shin Ultraman. This is going to be a new Ultraman film that's coming out. The trailer is 100% in Japanese. I don't know if there is a translated one out there to where it's subtitled. The particular ones that I've watched have not been subtitled at all. But we got to see a few new looks of Ultraman. We got to see a few new looks of some of the kaiju that's going to be in the film. We know that there's going to be aliens that we see that's in the trailer and all of that. It looks great. Like, I'm very excited for it. I can't wait for it to come out so that I can check it out. On Netflix, Pacific Rim: The Black. Anybody remember that show? It was a one-season and it's a sequel to Pacific Rim, and it was animated in the style of an anime, and it was on Netflix. It premiered, like, last year sometime. Well, they announced a couple of weeks ago that season 2 was going to be its final season, and that deeply hurts me because I really, really enjoyed season 1, and I was really hoping that this series was going to go for like 3 or 4 seasons or something like that. But Netflix is notorious for ending things, you know, very early and all that kind of stuff. But the season 2, aka the final season, premiered on Netflix this week. I haven't watched any of it yet, but I'm definitely gonna, you know, do a review of it, as well as doing a review of the first season and all that eventually on the podcast. So Pacific Rim: The Black season 2, go check it out. There's also an Ultraman series on Netflix. Season 2 premiered about 2 weeks ago or something like that. It has already been announced that season 3 is coming next year in 2023. The teaser that they did was Ultraman laying on the ground, looking pretty injured, and then the title of it flashes across, and it's called Ultraman Final. So I don't know if this is like going to be the final season, or, you know, or what, but yeah. So Ultraman Season 3 has been confirmed. It will be coming out next year sometime. Now, for the poll of the week, last week I gave you guys the option to go vote on my TikTok and my Instagram, or to just send me messages and all of that kind of stuff, and it was up against 2 Godzilla animated TV shows. We had Godzilla the series that ran from 1998 to 2000. I just did a regular podcast episode on that. You know, it's the last episode that I did at the time of this recording. And it was going up against the 70s Godzilla TV show that was done by Hanna-Barbera. And Godzilla the series blew the Hanna-Barbera Godzilla out of the water. Kind of hurts my heart because I love both shows. You know, like, I watched the Hanna-Barbera one whenever I was a kid. I was a big fan of it. But I also watched Godzilla the series whenever it was making its initial run and all of that. So I've got very fond childhood memories of both of them. But yeah, Godzilla the series won that poll with 71% of the vote, compared to Hanna-Barbera Godzilla's only 29%. And yeah, so going ahead and announce the next poll of the week. This one's pretty simple. It's King Kong related. You know, all the other polls I've done have been Godzilla related so far. I'm switching it up and going with my boy, my personal favorite kaiju of all time, King Kong. And the question is very simple. Which version of Kong do you prefer? And whenever I say which version of Kong do you prefer, I'm not talking about like the original Kong or the 70s Kong or the 2005 Kong or something like that. I'm talking about like in the sense of in the 1933 original film, as well as the 2005 remake done by Peter Jackson, Kong was portrayed as only being like about 25 to 30 feet tall or something like that. Whereas with Toho's Kong in 1962, as well as the Kong that came out in just King Kong in the 70s, and the current Kong that we have that made his debut in Kong Skull Island, he's more kaiju-sized, like one that can, you know, go head-to-head with Godzilla, obviously. And so that's all I'm really asking, is which version do you prefer? The smaller, like, original size that was only about 25 to 30 feet tall, or the kaiju size that's anywhere that ranges anywhere from 100 feet to knocking on 300 feet that is big enough to be able to go toe-to-toe with other well-known kaiju and all of that. And I will be posting that to my Instagram and to my TikTok probably tomorrow at the time of this recording. So that's the poll. And then the question of the week is that, guys, you know that I'm a big fan of the Retosaurus. He is the creature that was in The Beast from 20,000 Fathoms. He is a creation of Ray Harryhausen, and he's one of my favorite kaiju of all time. And, like, it kills me because he's only appeared, other than a guest appearance in Planet of Dinosaurs, that a lot of people don't really count because it was a different color and all that kind of stuff, and it was really just more for a nod. But the Retosaurus has only officially, like, been in one film, and that's The Beast from 20,000 Fathoms. And so my question is, the question of the week is, do you think if they had actually decided to try and make a franchise out of The Beast from 20,000 Fathoms, one, would it have hit off? Would it still be around to this day? Like, what do you think we would have seen? Do you think we could have potentially seen the Retosaurus face off against other kaiju and stuff like that? So, yeah, basically it's like, what if they decided to turn the Retosaurus into a franchise monster, and where do you think it would have ended up being today? Which I'm sure it would have ended up being immensely popular at the time and absolutely standing the test of time. I mean, the film came out in 1953. It inspired Gojira himself. And here we are in 2022, and they're still making collectibles and things like that of the Retosaurus. So he's already stood the test of time, so you know even more films would have just helped cement his legacy even more. So, alrighty guys, that pretty much does it. And, so thank you guys again for all the love, all the support. I recently hit a milestone with the podcast. I'm at a total of 6,500 listens at the time of this recording. Well, a little bit more than that because I hit it like 2 days ago. But thank you guys so much. You know, at the beginning of the year, I was at 3,000 listens, and I set a goal for 2022 to get to 10,000 total listens, you know, in total. And we are blowing past my expectations for that. I mean, you know, it took me a year, my first year of being a podcaster, to get to 3,000 total listens. And now in just, you know, we're in April, towards the end of April, like I'm getting dangerously close to 7,000. So I've gone from, it took me a year to gain 3,000 to, in just 4 months, I've gained almost 4,000 listen. So I'm averaging about 1,000 listens a month now, and that just blows my mind. Like I never thought that this little podcast would be at those kinds of numbers. So tune in to the regular episode of Kaiju Carnage, a Godzilla / King Kong podcast that will be airing this Saturday. It will be my official review of the 2021 mockbuster called Ape vs. Monster. It is 100% a ripoff of Godzilla vs. Kong, and I'm going to be doing a review on that this Saturday. Please be sure to go check out the YouTube. I shortened the name yet again because I felt it was just too cluttered. So just like all of my other social medias, my Instagram, my TikTok, and all of that kind of stuff, my YouTube is now also titled simply Cal the Kaiju Guy. And I'm going to be posting more videos. I've been scooping up a bunch of new collectibles to be able to do on there and all of that. I'm going to be planning on doing some gameplay. I'm going to be doing Dawn of the Monsters. I'm also going to be doing Power Rangers Battle for the Grid. And I'm contemplating doing some Monster Hunter stuff, as well as Ark Survival Evolved, which is basically, that game is just basically a survival game where you tame and go hunt other dinosaurs and stuff like that. So yeah, go show the YouTube some love. I would very much appreciate it. Again, thank you guys so much. We'll catch y'all this Saturday for my review on Ape vs. Monster. This is Cal the Kaiju Guy, signing out.